Barry provides a picture of the perils of individualism.
有一个, 小说家, 他又是农夫, 他叫Wendell Berry, 他给我们一个, 这个, 很好的一个情况, 就是我们人如果是个人主义的话,
Barry is a very quietly conservative but respected Christian.
他是一个很保守, 是一个基督徒,
an older article about him appeared in Christianity Today, and it was entitled Imagining a Different Way to Live.
他写过一篇文章说我们想想有一种不同这个生活的方式。
Barry was walking one day with a friend and they observed a plot of Maximilian sunflowers.
那么他们有一天, 跟朋友出去散步的时候看见有一些这个向日葵。
And the friend pointed to one particular plant that was growing alone.
这种特别的向日葵, 其中他看到有一棵是
separated from the other flowers. And Barry observed that although this solo plant had grown very tall, it was not healthy. The blossoms were thick and heavy, so that the branches were straining and some were going to break.
因为那个花开的太大了，那个枝子不够粗，所以很可能就会断掉。
So in one sense, the plant succeeded as an individual plant.
从他个人的角度来看的话，它好像成功了，是一个好的这个向日葵。
Although it was growing unusually tall, but unfortunately, it completely failed its intended purpose.
虽然它长得很高，但是其实没有达到它生长的这个目的。
Because these sunflowers thrive and give life growing by growing in community, not alone.
其实这些向日葵它们长得好，就是因为大家聚在一块儿长。
So we could say that achieving success alone as an individual was the plant's failure.
所以它虽然自己长得很高，但是事实上
It had failed because it lived outside an important part of its definition. Which consists of its community. People today are often lonely and isolated because we've lost a simple biblical truth.
今天有很多人在那边很孤独，很自己在一块儿，自己在自己，所以他没有达到圣经给我们教导。True
health, spiritually, emotionally, and physically, is found in community.
这个我们身心灵的健康，其实是应该在这个社区里头。So
to speak of the health of an isolated individual is actually a contradiction in terms.
所以当我们讲到我们个人主义的时候，其实是跟圣经是相矛盾的。At
the end of Galatians chapter 5, Paul wrote about the Spirit governing our lives and our relationships.
在加拉太书这个第五章最后的时候，他告诉我们，我们一个基督徒应该在一个社区里头应该怎样生活。Okay,
now that we've given you the introduction to our relationships with Christ and God and each other, let us pray.
那当我们讲到我们怎么样跟主、跟我们的弟兄姐妹的关系的时候，我们先来做一个祷告。Because
we need God's word to speak to us, not me to you.
因为我们是要靠主来跟我们说话，不是靠我们人。Let
us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。Father,
we continue to worship you this afternoon.
我们继续来这边敬拜你。We
thank you for the songs of praise that we lifted up to you.
我把我们刚才所唱的这个歌，真是。
We pray that you accept them and teach us how to praise you from our hearts.
希望你能够悦纳，然后教导我们怎么样用我们的心灵跟诚实来敬拜你。
And also teach us to listen to your word.
也求主教导我们怎么样来听你的话语。
Bless each person who is here seeking to hear the truth from you.
求主你来赐福给每一位来到你面前来追求你的人。
Bless the brothers and sisters and their families in this church.
求主你祝福在教会里头每一个弟兄姐妹跟他们的家庭。Speak
to us now through the Holy Spirit.
求主借着圣灵向我们说话。In
Jesus' name we pray.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another.
加拉太书五章二十五节，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
These are the last verses in chapter 5.
这是第五章的最后的两节。
And they fit perfectly the way it flows into the beginning of chapter 6.
这个是跟第五、第六章的时候是很连贯、自然的连贯下来。
It says here in the first two verses of chapter 6, Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path.
第六章第一节，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
So the focus of chapter 6 verses 1 through 10 is the law of Christ.
所以第六章的一到十节那边的重点就是基督的律法。
And then followed by the law of the harvest.
然后接下来就是我们种与收的这个律。
The law of Christ is love.
那个基督的律法是就是爱。
The law of the harvest is we reap what we sow.
那么收割的这个律就是我们种什么就收什么。
Christian lives were meant to be shared.
基督徒的生命是应该是彼此分享的。
We are not designed to live alone.
我们并不是设计来我们只有一个人生活。
So I chose Wendell Berry's sunflower description to get our thoughts in the right direction.
所以我用这个向日葵的这个花的这个例子，让我们把我们的重点放在这个地方。
God's will for us is to be interrelated and interdependent.
神要我们能够彼此相交，彼此依靠。
Two people are better off than one. For they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble.
传道书里边讲说，两个人总比一个人好，因为两个劳碌同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这个人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起来他来，这人就有祸了。
The Greek word used to describe the proper lifestyle of Christians was koinonia.
那么在圣经里头，希腊文讲到这个真正的生活的形态，它的希腊文是叫 koinonia.
It is usually translated as fellowship.
那么通常是翻译成为是团契。
But something's always lost in the translation.
但是每一次翻译的时候，那个原来的意思可能就失去一部分。
Because koinonia also means sharing, all kinds of sharing.
那么 koinonia 这个团契这个意思是讲分享各样的事情。
So let's remind ourselves how to practice fellowship in 5 different ways.
所以我们先来看这个团契这个分享的五个部分。
Koinonia happens through friendship. As it says here in Acts chapter 2, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including Lord's Supper and to prayer.
团契的第一个要素就是我们那个友谊那么分享，就看到这个使徒行传第二章四十二节，就都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷。
Koinonia also happens in partnership when we share the gospel of Christ.
那个团契其实也是我们彼此同心来分享神的福音。
It says here in Philippians chapter 1, For you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now.
腓立比书一章五节那边讲说，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
True koinonia also happens when we share our material possessions.
真正的团契的分享也是我们在分享我们物质上的这个福分。
They begged us again and again for the privilege of sharing in the gift of the believers in Jerusalem.
在更多后书里面讲，再三的求我们准他们在各样供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
And then koinonia needs to happen through the Spirit of God.
而且这个团契是必须要在圣灵里头来分享。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
This is so important that often at the end of a worship service, the pastor always gives this prayer at the end.
在我们崇拜的时候，最后这个牧师会用这样这个祝福来作为祝福。
Because God is reminding us all the time, when we come here after we leave, we should still be connected and in fellowship.
所以圣灵要我们知道，我们虽然在这边聚会完了之后，我们还是在圣灵里头，还是相通的，还是交往的。
Because Jesus is our common bond.
因为我们的中间的这个联合就是耶稣基督。
God will do this, for He is faithful to do what He says, and He has invited you into partnership with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in 1 Corinthians.
神是信实的，因为你们原是被他所召，好与他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。这是哥林多前书一章九节里说的。
Only if I remain connected with Jesus can I remain connected with my brothers and sisters.
只有我跟耶稣基督有这个交通，我才能够跟我的弟兄姐妹能够有真的好的团契。
Then we can really share each other's burdens.
这样的话，我们就能够彼此分担彼此的这个重担。
What enhances our feelings of worth more than when someone listens to us carefully?
当有人听我们说话的时候，这就表现了他对我们的关心。
When you listen to me, you are saying without words that you value me and you care about what I have to say.
当你听我讲话的时候，你就尊重我，你关心我，你愿意知道我的这个心情。
Do you sometimes get the feeling when we're in church and we're in fellowship, everybody's just waiting for their turn to talk, but they're not really listening to anybody else?
你觉不觉得我们在团契的时候，我们常常好像大家轮流想要讲话，但是好像没有人愿意听？
Do you realize that most of the time when a husband and wife has problem communicating is because when one is speaking, the other one is preparing to answer but not really listening?
当夫妻吵架的时候，他们你会不会有的时候？当一个人讲话的时候，另外一个人只是在准备说怎么样回答，没有听他说话。
So true fellowship is really learning how to listen.
所以真正的团契是应该学习怎么样来听。
Because if I get ready to defend myself as soon as my wife says something, then I'm not listening, I'm just preparing to attack.
那当我太太在讲话的时候，我在准备我要怎么样反应，要怎么样攻击的时候，我没有听她，我准备只是攻击她。
The Bible tells us how important words are in fellowship and in building relationships.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们说话的时候是非常重要，我们怎么样来建立我们之间的团契。
The communication moves to the deep and intimate level where we really are living.
当我们在这个生活的时候，我们真的听的时候，才真能够到一个真正亲密的关系。
Even if you're calling out for help but you don't understand each other, you don't get any help, the duck will say quack, the man will say help.
那么当你想救命的时候，也许这个鸭子看不懂，所以它也只会叫一声而已。
The title of this article says something important. It says, How bitterness poisons an entire civilization.
那么下面这个文章是讲到这个我们有苦读的时候，怎么样能够使得这个整个社区都觉得非常不好。
It's one of those funny but sad stories.
是一个很好笑，但是一个真正很这个不好的这个故事。
Sad also.
就是很让人忧伤的故事。
Ayapaneco has been spoken in the land now known as Mexico for hundreds of years.
这边有一种话是在墨西哥，是有一种很古老的这个方言。
It has survived the Spanish conquest, it survived the wars and revolutions, famines and floods, but now, like so many other languages, it is dying out.
他在这个西班牙这边征服这个美洲的时候，其他的革命或者是饥荒等等这些问题的时候， 一直都存在，一直到现在，实际上很多的这语文都开始要没有了。
Because these indigenous languages are only spoken by very few people now.
现在这些土话只有一些土族的人他们在讲。
This language now has only two people left who can speak it well.
现在这个我们讲的这个方言呢，只有两个人可以讲的。
But these two people refuse to talk to each other.
但是这两个人他们不愿意跟彼此交谈。
This man is 75 years old.
他是75岁了。
Him and another person called Velasquez, who is 69, live only 500 meters apart.
那么另外一个人跟他只住了大概50公尺这个
500 meters?
就是50公尺，隔了50公尺。
It's not clear when they started to dislike each other.
不知道什么时候他们就不喜欢另外一个人了。
All they can say is they don't enjoy the other person's company.
也许是他们不喜欢跟另外人在一起。
This man, 75 years old, says, I don't have any active animosity towards him, but I just have the habit of not talking to him.
他就说我这人对他没有什么恨意，但是呢，我就不喜欢跟他说话。
So he spoke to his brother this language, but his brother died a few years ago.
他用他这个方言跟他的哥哥讲，但是他哥哥十年以前生病死了。
He talks in this language with his wife and children. They understand, but they cannot speak it back to him, so they can only catch a few words.
他跟他的妻子、看他的小孩是用这个方言讲话，但是他们只能跟他讲几句话，所以他没有办法讲得好。
The other man who speaks this language, Velasquez, does not talk to anybody in general.
但是另外一个人会说这个方言的呢，他基本上不跟任何人说。
So it is a very sad picture of how bitterness and resentment can kill our communication and our fellowship.
所以一个人，当我们有苦读在的时候，我们就很容易把中间的这个沟通切断了。
Not only do you have to know the language, but you have to be willing to listen and talk.
不但你要懂这个语文，而且你要有这个有心愿意来说。
When we want to be interrelated and interdependent, we have to be willing.
所以我们如果能够彼此的这个有关系，彼此的依靠的话，我们必须有一个愿意的心。
Are you willing to be needed as a fellowship member?
你是不是愿意成为别人的一个需要呢？
Because this is beautiful. It says here, the marvelous aspect of the principle of availability is that we have to bring to a relationship only one thing, ourselves.
那么人与人交往这个最重要的一点就是说你自己能够有空，使得别人可以跟你沟通。
You only need yourself, nothing, no other skill, no other gift.
你只需要你有空，你其实不需要有其他的技巧。
There was a mouse who found a mouse trap outside his door.
有一个老鼠呢，发现在他的门口有一个这个抓老鼠的这个夹子。
When he went to tell his buddies, the chicken said, "Sorry, pal, it's not my problem."
那么他就跟他的朋友去讲，别人就讲说，哎，这不是我的问题。
The chicken.
他跟那个鸡讲。鸡就说，哎，这不是我的问题。
And the pig said, "I'll pray for you."
然后那个猪就跟他讲说，哦，你有这个问题，我替你祷告。
The cow said, "Come back later."
那个牛呢，就说啊，你以后再回来跟我问讲这个问题。
So the mouse was very depressed, and he was left alone to deal with this problem, how to get out his door without getting trapped.
所以这个老鼠就很这个沮丧，因为只有他来对待这个问题。
That night, a poisonous snake was caught in the mouse trap.
那么那天晚上呢，有一个这个毒蛇呢就被这个陷阱就抓住了。
And when the farmer's wife went to check, she was bitten by the snake.
那么这个农夫的妻子呢就去检查，结果不小心就被这个毒蛇给咬到。
She developed a high fever, and everyone knows that when you have a fever, you have to drink chicken soup.
那么因为中了毒了，你就发烧了。发烧之后呢，大家要知道，发烧的时候必须要吃这个鸡汤。
So the farmer took his axe and went to the barn for the main ingredient, the chicken.
那么所以他就这个农夫就到他的把那个鸡给杀了煮汤了。
As the wife got sicker and sicker, more neighbors came, and the farmer had to kill the pig to feed the friends.
那么因为这个他的烧还没有退，所以他就要请这个朋友来帮忙，请朋友来帮忙的时候，他就必须要杀了一只猪来招待他。
Finally, she died, and so many people came to the funeral. The farmer had to slaughter the cow for dinner.
那么结果后来这个他太太死了之后，就要这个追思礼拜，就请了很多人来。结果这个农夫不得已就把他的牛给宰了，就招待这些客人。
In the end, everybody lost.
到了最后，每一个人都失去。
So when you look at later on in Galatians chapter 6, it says, if you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important. Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else.
加拉太书六章三节里面讲说，人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。
We have to be open and willing to listen and to share with others.
我们必须要愿意而且有空让人来跟你分享。
And above all, the law of Christ is love. We need to love if we want to help someone.
耶稣的律法最重要就是爱。当我们要跟人家分享的时候，其实最重要就是我们要有爱。
Sometimes I do some counseling in our church.
在我们教会，我常常有做一些辅导。
Sometimes I take Tricia and we go see the doctor or go have an x-ray and we go to the hospital.
那么我常常跟我的妻子去医院探访。
And then when you meet doctors or nurses who are not very open or kind, then you realize that how much you want them to be kind to your loved ones so that when you meet people, you give them the same love and kindness.
但你到医院，你看到一个医生，他对这个病人不是很这个仁慈，不是很慷慨的时候，你就希望说以后他如果对待我的妻子，必须要这个比较客气，比较仁慈。
How would you want the doctor to treat your parents or your wife or your husband? That's how you should treat others.
你怎么样期待这个医生对待你的父母、你的孩子、你自己，你就应该怎么样对待别人。
So you don't have to be a doctor to have good bedside manner. You can have good bedside manner no matter who you are.
你不需要像一个医生，你到病床的时候有这种好的这个态度。其实你在任何情况下，你就好应该有这样的态度。
It requires some things for us to be able to function that way.
我们必须要有一些事情使得我们才能够这样去做。
We need to have self-understanding, self-appreciation, and self-affirmation.
我们要自己自知，自己欣赏自己，而且自己肯定自己。
That may sound a little bit self-centered.
这好像听起来好像很自我中心。
But it isn't what I mean.
这个不是我所说的。
It means that we should have a realistic understanding of ourselves.
这个是要告诉我们说，我们对自己必须要有一个这个有
self-understanding, yeah.
自己了解自己。
Because a humble person knows both his strengths and his weaknesses.
一个谦卑人，他其实懂得自己的长处，也知道自己的短处。
The Word of God tells us not to compare because there's no need to compare.
圣经告诉我们不要彼此的比较，因为没有这个比较的必要。
God doesn't compare. Whenever we compare, it ruins the fellowship. It also makes us either very proud or very miserable.
当我们在比较的时候，我们要么就非常骄傲，要么就我们就很沮丧。
Why do we compare so much?
为什么我们常常会比较呢？
I think it's a bad habit we learn from the time we're very young.
因为是我们从小就养成了一个不好的习惯。
Because some parents love to compare their kids with other kids.
因为父母常常喜欢把自己的孩子跟别的孩子来比较。
Yeah, look at how hard working he is, how well he's doing in school.
你看你张三，他的在学校这么用功，你看你不行。
It is so natural to compare.
这我们就非常自然的就比较了。
When I was in college, that was about maybe 35, 40 years ago. I had a $150 car.
那么在三十几年我还做学生的时候，我有一个车子大概150块钱。
At that time, I really wanted to get a new Pinto. You guys probably don't remember. It's a Ford Pinto, very old car.
那么我那个时候就很想要得到另外一个 Ford Pinto 的这个车子。
Later on, I found out that if you hit the Pinto in the back, the gas tank explodes.
那后来我发现，在你这个开 Pinto 的时候，如果后面有人撞你的话， 可能这个整个油箱就会爆炸。
So then I started looking at VW. I wanted to get a Beetle.
那么后来我就想这买这个 VW 的这个Beetle 这个小的车子。
And then when I got one, I wanted to have a sports car.
那么我有了这个 Beetle 之后，我就想要有一个跑车。
When I got a Japanese sports car, I wanted a German sports car.
那我有了一个日本的跑车，我就想要德国的跑车。
So now I know why God will not let me get that Ferrari.
那么后来我就知道为什么神不让我得到一个这个 Ferrari 的这个跑车。
Because we're always going to compare, no matter what you have, and when you compare, you are either proud or miserable.
那么不管你得了什么，你总是在边比较，你就想要得到更多，你就会骄傲。
So I think I can buy a Ferrari as long as it's made in Japan. Is the one you consider?
如果我想要买这个 Ferrari 的话，最好能够买到这个日本制的。
Here is the wisdom from the writer, the farmer, the poet and philosopher that I introduced to you just now, Wendell Berry.
我刚跟大家介绍这位 Wendell Berry 这个小说家是农夫，他是一个哲学家。
He said, the most alarming state of our society now is that our leaders have the courage to sacrifice the lives of young people in war, but have not the courage to tell us that we must be less greedy and less wasteful.
那今天最大的问题就是我们的领袖们，他们愿意让这些年轻人在战场里头打仗死了，但是他却没有勇气告诉我们说，我们最大的问题就是我们应该不这么贪心，然后不这么浪费。
Greed is often the result of comparing.
我们贪心的。这就是我们常常比较的结果。
Comparisons are so harmful.
这个我们比较的时候，其实是非常有害的。
I found a very strange website.
我在这个网上找到一个这个网站是非常奇怪的网站。
It is called Body Confessions.
是叫做你的身体的这个
Confession.
就是
认罪啊，confession. So thousands of people all over the world visit the website and they put anonymous statements of how they hate their body.
那么很多人去到这个网站去，他们匿名的就写了他们怎么样恨自己的身体。
One person says, "I'm tired and exhausted of hating my body."
他说我真是恨我的身体到一个地步，我都已经累死了。
I constantly compare myself to other women.
我常常把我自己跟其他的女人来比较。
I eat when I'm depressed, and then I get more depressed after I eat.
我吃，因为我就是沮丧，但是我越吃我就越沮丧。
Sometimes when I see someone fatter than me, I'm glad because it makes me look better.
当看到比我更肥的人，我就自己好像好舒服一点，因为他比我更胖。
I want to lock myself up until I'm thin again.
我真是想把我自己关在这个房间里头，使得我都能够瘦一点。
Then one is very funny. It says, "I love food for how it makes me feel. I hate food for how it makes me feel."
有人就讲说，我喜欢吃，因为让我感觉好，但是我又不喜欢吃，因为也让我感觉不好。
I am incredibly jealous of all these people who eat whatever they want and never gain a pound.
我对那些吃了从来不胖的人，我非常的嫉妒。
I just want to look in the mirror and feel happy.
我真的愿意，当我看镜子的时候，我能够感觉很好。
Because this is all from comparing.
这些问题都在哪里？就是我们在那边比较。
Self-understanding, self-appreciation, self-affirmation does not mean being self-centered.
当我们自己认识自己，自己欣赏自己，自己肯定自己，并不是我们就必须要自我中心。
That's the problem with some child rearing theories.
那个在我们讲到我们养育儿女的时候，我们常常有这样一个问题。
Proper estimation of oneself is actually very godly and biblical if you understand who you are and accept who you are.
当这个孩子如果能够认识自己，能够接受自己，是一个很好的这种教导的方法。
Because Galatians 6 in English tells us, if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he is deceiving himself.
这加拉太书六章三节的地方说，人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺。你自己看自己，你要有好的这个看法。
Most children and most parents believe that being a happy person is the number one goal in life.
常常父母对跟孩子认为人生的最大的目的就是让我们很高兴。
They asked hundreds of children, and more than two-thirds of them said that being a good person is not as important as being a happy person.
所以你问很多人，可能三分之二人都会讲说，成为一个高兴的人比这个成为一个好人更重要。
That's why the Bible tells us, if you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important. Pay careful attention to your own work, for when you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else.
所以六章三节的说，人若无有，还自以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。
Now I'm going to go back to the first verse in chapter 6 from the King James Version. The King James Version is a very old translation. It's 400 years old this year.
那么，我再回到这个六章一节，用这个 King James Version 来看，因为这个是400年前的英文。
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
中文是说，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
Overtaken describes the person who has committed an act that surprised even himself.
那个被过犯所胜，就好像我们犯了错之后，我们自己都搞，就觉得很吃惊。
This is different from someone who sins habitually, the same sin all the time.
这跟那个习惯性的犯罪不一样。
This word here in the original language carries the meaning of being surprised and overtaken by the sin, like somebody passed you suddenly.
这犯为被过犯所胜，好像你被胜过，突然很惊奇的发生的。
A sinner like that needs a lot of love and understanding to help them.
这样的人犯罪的时候，必须要很多的关心，很多的这个爱。
A writer saw a blind woman who resisted listening to her own guiding dog.
有一个作家看观察到有一个瞎子，他没有遵照这个带这个的狗的这个信号。
One day during his run, this man saw a blind woman walking on the other side of the street with a seeing eye dog.
那么这个作家就看见在对街的时候，就有一个人就带着一个这个带领着这个狗。
He noticed that they were heading straight towards the car that was parked in the driveway and sticking out.
那么他发现这个女人正好要走到一个这个停车的这个位的地方。
The blind woman cannot see the car.
这个瞎子的女人，她看不见前面的车。
And of course, the dog is trained to slow her down and to help her avoid trouble.
那这个狗呢，当然是它经过训练，能够让它走慢，然后让它停止。
So the dog presses the shoulder into her leg, trying to make her turn.
那么这个狗就用它的肩膀就靠着这个大人的大腿，叫它这个慢下来。
This writer had seen her walking with the dog before.
那么这个作家是看见过他这个瞎子走路的。
And he knows that she normally would listen to the dog and follow where the dog is leading her.
他知道他这个瞎子女人常常是听这个狗的带领的。
But that day she would not listen to the dog.
但是那天不知道为什么这个女的就没有听这个狗的。
Maybe because she walked this way many times and the dog never asked her to turn, she knows that she should be able to go straight.
那么因为她走这个路上走得很熟，她每次到这边的时候都是直接就穿过去。
Whatever the reason, even though the dog kept trying to push her, she would not move. She insisted on walking straight ahead.
她不知道。这个虽然这个狗继续不断地在阻止他，可是他没有听，他就直接就走过去了。
She ordered the dog to keep going forward.
他就这个要这个狗直接带他往前。
And when the dog wouldn't move, she lost her temper.
那么当这个狗不愿意走的时候，他就发脾气了。
This rider was going to go across the street and tell her to follow the dog.
这个作家本来要过马路，要去跟这个瞎子女人讲说，你应该听这狗的话。
But it was too late. She was so angry, she kicked the dog.
那么太晚了，这个瞎子女人就踢了这个狗一脚。
A dog that has always, she's always trusted and has led her well.
这个狗是非常忠心的，一直都忠心的带领她。
Then she walked forward and bumped into the car.
然后她就不听，然后就直接往前走，就撞到车子。
Then she reached out and felt the car, and she was surprised.
然后她就开始摸，然后她就觉得很惊讶。
She fell to her knees and hugged the dog because she was sorry for abusing it that way.
所以她就赶快蹲下来抱着狗，因为跟她说道歉。
That is someone who is surprised by their own sin, and that's how we are sometimes.
这就像一个人他自己犯了罪之后，他自己都很吃惊。
Sometimes you don't understand why you do those things.
有时候我们真的不知道我为什么会做这些事情。
Maybe we say we've had a bad day or something, but we do something that even go against our own nature.
因为常常有时候我们也许今天不知道为什么，我们常常是跟我们的天性相反的做的一些事。
That is why the Bible tells us, you who are spiritual, that means you are guided by the Holy Spirit, you help such a person by loving them and being gentle.
所以圣经上就说，你们这个属灵的人是有圣灵的人的话，就必须要用爱心，用温柔来挽回他。
If you are not gentle, if you're not spiritual, you will probably yell at the woman for doing such a thing.
如果你不温柔，你不属灵的话，你可能你就会大声的骂这个女人。
This verse raises a very interesting question.
下面一节圣经让我们有一个可以问一个很有趣的问题。
It says, if a man, if a person is truly spiritual, would he admit that he is spiritual?
那么一个人如果是自己是属灵的话，他会不会承认他自己是属灵的呢？
Aren't spiritual people the ones who are most aware of their shortcomings?
当一个属灵人，他不是对他自己的这个有这个短处的话，他不是应该很清楚吗？
Who then would be able to do this gentle work of restoration?
所以到底什么样的人能够做这些挽回的工作呢？
Would it be a lack of modesty if we go and help someone because we think that we are spiritual?
是不是我们如果去帮助别人的话，我们就好像自己很骄傲呢？
The answer is this.
答案是这样。
A truly spiritual man will not boast of his condition.
一个真正属灵人，他不会对自己的状态在那边骄傲的来夸口。
He will have a tender and a soft heart.
他是有一个谦卑，有一个温柔的心的。
The heart of a shepherd like Jesus.
他的心像一个牧者，像耶稣一样。
Making him want to restore the sinner back to grace.
他有一个心要使这个罪人能够回转过来。
He will not have a spirit of pride or superiority, but a spirit of gentleness.
他没有一个这个人这个骄傲属灵的骄傲，而是说有一个温柔来挽回的心。
Because the Bible warns us, lest you also be tempted to sin.
圣经告诉我们说要小心，免得你也会被引诱。
Now I want us to look at verses 2 and verse 5.
我愿大家看这个第二节跟第五节。
Bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此。就完全的基督的律法。
And then verse 5 says, For each one shall bear his own load.
而第五节说，因为个人必担当自己的担。
Some people say, well, if you're supposed to help someone, you're supposed to bear your own load. Are these two verses a contradiction?
这边又说你们要互相担当，又要担当自己的担，是不是有点矛盾呢？
But the two words are very different words.
这边讲的担子这两个字是其实不一样的。
A burden is like a huge rock that no one can carry by themselves.
这个重担就是好像一个大石头，我们一个人没有办法搬的。
As someone who's lost a loved one is under so much pain, they need your help to help them carry their sorrow.
当一个人他的亲人失去一个亲人的时候，他的重担是自己没有办法担当的。
But the second verse in verse 5, the load is like your backpack.Your backpack you're supposed to carry yourself.
到了第五节的时候，这边讲的担子就好像一个背包，我们自己可以担的。
So there's always a balance in what you do for others and what you do for yourself.
所以当我们做跟别人做些帮助别人事，跟自己该做的事是有一个这个很协调的事。
I like it in English because you can find so many different ways that they explain the verse. Here in one of the translations it says, we should be responsible for our own behavior.
那么英文的圣经有许多的版本，所以每一个版本都不一样。我喜欢，那其中有一个版本就是说，我们必须要 对我们自己的要负责。
The law of Christ is very different from the law of Moses.
那么基督的律法跟摩西的律法是非常不一样的。
The Mosaic law promised life if you obey.
这摩西的律法就是说你如果遵行的话你就得生。
But the Mosaic law gives you no power to obey. It only encourages you to obey because you fear punishment.
摩西的律法它只是鼓励你去遵守，但是没有给你这个遵守的能力。
But the law of Christ, on the other hand, is a loving instruction.
那么，但是基督的律法是一种爱的教导。
Because with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can obey the law of Christ.
因为有着圣灵的帮助，使得我们有能力来遵守。
We are enabled to follow Christ because our motivation is love for Jesus.
使得我们能够有能力跟随耶稣，因为我们的动机是爱。
Now the second law I wanted to share with you today was the law of the harvest.
第二个我要跟大家分享的这个律法是这个收割的律法。
Those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit.
六章六节到八节这边说，有道理上，有在道理上受教的，当把一切虚用的供给施教的人，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
So Paul commands the Galatians just as he did with the Corinthians to support their teachers.
那么在保罗不但是跟加拉太，也跟这个哥林多教导他们说，要对他们的老师应该要供养他们。
Because it is a reminder to us that the way we use our money indicates what our priorities are.
因为这个让我们知道我们怎么样花钱，其实就使得我们知道我们的这个生命的重点是在什么。
And then verse 7 and 8 referred to as the law of the harvest means we reap what we sow.
第七、第八节是告诉我们说这个收割的这个律法。
Verse 7 addresses both sinners about their sins and believers about their stinginess.
那第七节是讲到我们讲到罪人，他如果犯罪的话，他就要得到这个惩罚。那么对基督徒来讲，如果我们很小气的话，我们可能也会收割到。
Paul returns to the theme of the spiritual versus the flesh.
所以他的保罗就回到这我们
spiritual and the flesh.
是讲到属灵跟我们肉这个肉身的这个比较。
So we'll move on to the next two verses. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith.
第九、第十节，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到的时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人就当，更当这样。
I think the principle here is that the harvest of blessing is assured, even though it may not be immediate.
所以圣经告诉我们说，当我们行善的时候，一定是会受到报赏，只是说可能不是马上。
The city of Cairo in Egypt has its own unique version of poverty called the garbage city.
在开罗有一个他们的就是有一个这个垃圾的城。
Each morning at dawn, 7,000 garbage collectors on horse carts leave for Cairo.
那么每天早上，这个有7,000个这个垃圾的这个拖车去到开罗去。
They collect the garbage left behind by the city's 7 million citizens.
他们把这个开罗700万的人市民所留下来的这些垃圾带走。
And after their day's work, they return to Garbage City, bringing the trash back to their homes and sort out what they can use.
那么他们就把这个垃圾就带到这个 Garbage City, 然后他们就在那边把这个看看有没有什么东西可以用的，他们就把它收集起来。
In Muslim countries, there are religious restrictions on looking through garbage.
那么在这个回教国家，他们有规定，就是说你怎么样在垃圾怎么样有些规定。
So the people who live in garbage city are either non-religious or some of them might even be Christians.
那么所以在这个垃圾这个城市工作的人呢，必须是不信这个回教，没有宗教，或者是甚至是基督徒。
They are the poorest of the poor, outcast among outcasts.
他们是这个最穷的人，而且他们是可能是这个最下等的公民。
In 1972, a young Egyptian businessman lost his watch valued at $11,000.
到1972年的时候，有一个埃及的一个商人，他把一个很贵重的表给丢了。
As you can imagine, it would have been unthinkable to have such a valuable item returned by a garbage collector from Garbage City.
你可以想象，在那个情况，不可能有一个收垃圾的人会把这个表还给这个商人。
Yet an old garbage man found the watch and found the inscription on the back of the watch and returned it to the owner. Found the owner and returned it to him.
你可以想到有一个这个收垃圾的人居然因着这个表上面刻的这个字，就找到这个商人了。
And he said when he returned it, "My Jesus Christ, my Christ told me to be honest until death."
那么他就跟这个商人讲说，我的耶稣告诉我说，我必须要到死都做一个诚实的人。
The businessman was interviewed by a reporter, and he says, "I didn't know Christ at the time, but I told the garbage man that I wanted to."
这个商人本来不是一个基督徒，结果后来他跟这个记者说，我原来不认识基督，但是我现在愿意去尝试。
He told the garbage man, "Because of what you have done by your great example, I will worship the Christ that you worship."
那么他就跟这个人讲说，因为你这样，我就愿意去尝试来这个敬拜你所说的这个耶稣基督。
The businessman was true to his word. He studied the Bible. He grew in faith, and today he leads the church outside of Garbage City in Cairo.
这个商人他就照着他自己的话去做，他读圣经，结果他的信心就增加，然后现在成为一个在这个垃圾城市这个教会的一个代理人。
All you have to do is check out the Orthodox Church in Egypt, and you will see that this businessman's testimony is there, why he became a Christian.
你如果可以到网上去找这个他的见证。
What did the poor follower of Christ from Garbage City reap?
那么这个穷的这个垃圾收的人，他到底收了些什么呢？
He reaped what he sowed.
他所种的他收了。
The law of the harvest
就是这个收割的这个律法。
At just the right time we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up.
如果我们不丧志不灰心，我们到的时候就要收成。
But we have to be persistent.
但是我们必须要不灰心。
And I'm surprised that this year there is a woman in Iowa State that graduated undergrad after 40 semesters of school.
那我很惊奇，今年在Iowa State 有一个人，他读了40个学期，终于这个毕业了。
Since 1992 until this year, she just got her BA degree.
那么他从1992年，他到现在得了一个学士学位。
She was in the newspaper.
他在这个报纸上。
What kept her going?
怎么样能够使他继续的这个坚持。
Her dad, who was dying of cancer, made a promise that she would finish the degree.
那么她父亲这个得了癌症，她就答应说她一定要得这个学位。
And Kathy's mom kept encouraging her.
她的母亲就一直不断地鼓励她。
Kathy said, "Dad put the spur in me to finish, and my mother kept me going."
这个她说我爸爸把这个根源放在那边让我去治，但是我的母亲在那边一直浇灌，使我继续。
Why did I share this story with you?
我为什么要把这个故事跟大家分享呢？
Because today's message tells us to share each other's burdens.
今天的这个信息就是告诉我们说，我们要彼此分担大家的这个重担。
If you cannot persist and carry your own load, how can you help anyone else?
如果我们自己不能够坚持的把我们自己的重担抬起来，我们怎么样帮助别人？
Every time you get on an airplane, that's a reminder.
当我们每一次搭飞机的时候，就给我们一个这个提醒。
They always tell you in an emergency, put on your own mask before you help the child next to you.
当有紧张情况的时候，他告诉你说，你先把这个氧气罩戴着。
If you are not able to help yourself, you are not able to help anyone else.
你先戴着，然后再帮你的孩子，因为如果你自己不能戴，你怎么能帮别人呢？
And to endure and to persevere, we need one thing that was what Jesus showed us. He prayed all the time.
我们怎么样来忍受，怎么样来坚持，就必须要像耶稣一样，他不断的祷告。
He went to a quiet place to retreat to pray.
他到了一个的安静地方，到旷野去祷告。
That's why I think sometimes churches who plan retreats and they make you get up at 6 in the morning and go all day and listen to all the speakers, and that is not a retreat.
我就想，我们常常教会早上，我们去退休会的时候，早上六点就要你起来，一直讲到晚上，那个其实不是那个退休。
A retreat should give you some time to be quiet and to relax and to recharge.
退休其实是应该有一些安静的地方，让你能够好好祷告。
I also found a research study in Europe that says that noise has been shown to raise blood pressure and blood-borne concentrations of stress hormones and fatty materials.
我也在网上找到，就是说，当我们很吵的时候，其实是使我们的这个血压能够增高，是使得我们没有办法那个产生荷尔蒙，把我们那个这个肥的这个东西能够消掉。
Even when people are asleep, noise will affect their body.
当我们在睡觉的时候，如果有噪音的时候，其实也是妨害我们的身体的。
So if you don't want to gain weight, you should sleep in a very quiet room.
所以如果你不想这个长肥的话，你要找一个那个很安静的房间睡觉。
What I'm sharing with you is that we need quiet time for prayer.
我大家分享就是说，我们必须要有一个安静的这个祷告。
That saint that I showed you is a Catholic saint, John Climacus. 1,700 years ago, he wrote.
那么我分享给大家这个章，这个他是1700年前的一个基督徒。
He wrote, "Silence is the mother of prayer."
他说这个安静是这个祷告之母。
It frees the prisoner.
他使一个这个犯人能够得释放。
It guards the divine flame.
它能够使我们在内心那个神的那个火焰能够点着。
It watches over our reasoning.
然后它就能够对我们的思考能够有这个有监护。
And he says that silence protects our sense of penitence, our repentance.
这个安静能够保护我们能够有这个悔改的心。
He's talking about inner silence.
他是讲到我们内心的这个安静。
But I think it's so hard to have inner silence without some outer silence.
但是我们内心的安静其实必须要从外在的这个安静来帮助我们。
In our church, I sometimes ask people, please don't talk too much when they come into the sanctuary, not too loudly.
在教会我常常跟弟兄姐妹讲，当我们到了这个教堂的时候，我们不要讲太大的声音。
Because when I first became a Christian, what I treasured about going to church is the peace and the quiet before the service starts.
因为我以前到教会的时候，我就很珍惜那种到安安静静在教会里头的那个光景。
Sometimes we talk about how it's to respect God and to be quiet, but you have to be quiet for your neighbor because someone could be suffering and wants to be quiet before God.
不但我们要对神有这个敬畏安静，同时我们应该尊重，也许我们的弟兄姐妹他们有一些心里有一些疼痛，必须要用安静来安慰他们。
So all that quietness is important for our health.
所以这个安静对我们每一个人的健康是非常重要的。
Life on earth is life in the making. We suffer, we go through changes.
我们生在这个地上生活是一种这个建造的生活。
To live is to make choices.
我们生活就必须要做一些选择。
There is constant choice and there is constant conflict.
有不断的选择，也有不断的这个冲突。
So let me just close by reminding us again today there were only two main points. One is the law of Christ, and one is the law of the harvest.
所以在最后总结的时候，我要提醒我们，只有两种law这个律法，一个就是基督的律法，一个就是收割的律法。
If we obey the law of Christ,
如果我们遵守耶稣的律法，
if we ask God to teach us how to love our neighbor,
叫基督教导我们怎么样能够彼此相爱。
Then we don't need to be worried about the law of the harvest.
那么我们就不需要担心那个收割的这个律法。
Because what we sow will be love, and we will get love in return.
如果我们种的是爱，我们收割的也是爱。
When I was in graduate school, one of my best professors says that you cannot give love away.
那么我在做学生的时候，有一个教授告诉我们说，我们永远不能把我们的爱给完的。
And when he said it in English, you can't give love away, I thought there's something wrong with this professor because he's teaching us how to be good counselors and he says you can't give love away. Of course, you have to give love all the time.
那么我就觉得这个老师不知道我讲什么，我们做辅导的不断的要把爱给出去。
But what he meant was that you cannot give love away because the more you give, the more you get.
他其实意思告诉我，我们不可能把我们的爱给光，因为我们给的越多，我们得到的爱是更多。
At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up.
所以在最后讲说，如果我们不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
Let's pray to God for strength.
让我们来求神给我们那个能力。
Our Father in heaven, thank you for letting us share this time together.
感谢主，你让我们有这样一个机会来分享你的话。
We pray for your blessing upon each person here.
求主你祝福在座的每一个人，
that your word will truly be a light for us.
你的话成为我们生命的光，
that we can walk through some dark times, but we have you to follow.
虽然我们在黑暗的光景的时候，仍然有你的亮光。
Teach us to be obedient children to our Father in heaven.
求主教导我们成为这个天父这个遵行神天父旨意的这个儿女。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.